What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast, and we're going to get into this in-between episode today, and today's topic is about fitness for the real person. I'm talking about the person who's got a job, a real job, who's got kids, mouths to feed, and who's got bills to pay. And I just thought it was really important to do this around this time because it's still the beginning of the year. People are getting bombarded with these fitness fantasy BS ads. And I think that that's counterproductive. It's not really helping anybody be fit. It's helping people buy stuff from the industry. And then eventually they get frustrated because their lives aren't perfect and they don't know how to adapt fitness to a real life. So they quit. And so we'll get into that today. But first, I want to talk to you about our sponsor, F-Bomb Nutrition. Absolutely amazing company. One of the good companies in the fitness industry. They make delicious portable packets of fats. I'm always talking about the value of a high fat diet, but it's really hard to get good fats on the road. And F-Bomb has solved this by creating their awesome fuel packets. They've got these delicious packets filled with macadamia nut butter. Some of the packets are mixed up with chocolate. Some of them are mixed up with sea salt. They got one that's mixed up with coconut butter, and I eat like three of these a day. They're so good. Tastes like a macadamia nut cookie, but with no sugar. And you can find these along with some other awesome fat packets. They're olive oil, they're coconut oil, they're MCT oil at www.dropanfbomb.com. And for our listeners, they're giving 20% off on your first order if you use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. So head on over to www.dropanfbomb.com and get your awesome macadamia nut butter fuel packets today. Now, I wanted to talk to you about an article I wrote earlier today. I published it earlier today. I've been writing it throughout the week. And this article is about fitness for everyday real people who have jobs, who have kids, who've got mouths to feed and bills to pay. The reason why I wanted to write this article is because I've been in the fitness industry for over a decade now. I've been a trainer. I've been a gym owner. I've been somewhat of a fitness personality because, you know, I guess I publish on YouTube and people listen to what I have to say. And I've been around fitness models because we used to have photo shoots in the gym all the time. A lot of fitness models are friends of mine. I've also trained a few of them and I've coached a bunch of them on their diets. And there's one thing I've learned about since being in the industry, and it's something that annoys me quite a bit about it. And that is that the fitness industry, by and large, is a fucking fantasy. Right. And what do I mean by that? Think about what you generally get from the videos you watch or the magazine articles you read. What types of images are put out to you? Now, if you're a woman, it's generally some girl doing yoga on top of a mountain. Right? She looks serene. Her hair looks great. She's up there. It's early morning. If it's a guy, you're generally getting pictures of him, you know, doing high intensity workouts on a beach or, you know, pumping iron in the gym. And again, his hair is perfect. Everything's set. He's completely shredded. And, you know, what they're not telling you is that life really isn't like that. And the reason why this pisses me off so much is because, you know, when your life is perfect, like let's say everything's going right for you in your life right now, right? You don't have to worry about bills. You don't have to worry about kids. You don't have to worry too much about your job. You got a stress-free job. You know, in that case, training would be easy. Everybody would try to get to the gym. You know, I don't believe that the public is stupid. I don't believe that the public is that they understand the implications, that they don't understand the implications of not exercising and not eating right, right? I don't believe that. I believe a lot of people are familiar with the dangers of diabetes and heart disease. I believe a lot of Americans out there understand what's going to happen if they don't take care of themselves, because it's being put out there every single day. But what happens with these, this fitness fantasy that people get sold to them, is that they see, you know, the guy doing the high intensity workout on the beach in Malibu, and then they see him, you know, come home to his perfect house with his perfect supermodel girlfriend preparing a kale smoothie shake for him. And then they see him, you know, maybe spending his day, you know, out there on the beach, or maybe he's by his pool, or maybe he's writing his next book. And then he goes and he hits another workout in the gym, right? And this workout's super intense. His muscles are bulging, veins are pumping out. And maybe I'm over, you know, caricaturizing the whole thing here, but, you know, the thing is, I think when people see that, they get this idea in their head that they've got to spend hours in the gym every day, that they have to prepare all their own meals, and that they can't survive or they can't be fit if their schedule isn't perfect and their day's not perfect. And, you know, they feel like if their lives aren't perfect, then what business do they have going to the gym? It's kind of like an extracurricular activity. But in my mind, if your life isn't perfect, if you've got bills to pay, if you've got kids to feed, if you've got a wife or a husband, if you've got a real job, you have more reason to be training, more reason to be taking care of yourself than that fitness model does. And so I think it's a tragedy that so many people out there, they've kind of bought into this lie that you don't have time for fitness, this lie that you don't have time to work out. And it sucks. So the reason why I wrote this article was because I wanted to put some tips out there that were practical tips for real people. You know, things like the fact that you don't need a gym to train. You just need your body. That you could do push-ups in between commercials while you're sitting in the living room watching TV with your family. That you could do sets of squats or burpees. You don't need a lot of space for that. You know, and let's say you don't want to work out at home. Let's say you want to hit the gym. Well, you could find a gym that's closer to your place of work. Or if you don't want to spend the money on a gym, you can, you know, keep a kettlebell at your place of work. Do some kettlebell workouts there. Hit some dips. Hit some push-ups. If there's a stairwell there, you could do stair sprints. There's a whole bunch of things you can do. And it's a matter of just opening up your mind to the fact that you, one, don't need to train hours every single day. Sorry, I can't talk today. And two, you don't need a gym. And in fact, on that time note, you know, a lot of the scientific research out there says that doing smaller, shorter workouts throughout the day is probably a lot more beneficial for you than working out an hour a day and then not training the rest of the day. You know, you could do sets of push-ups throughout the day. You could do sets of squats throughout the day, and all that stuff adds up. But the big point of this is, you know, what's the danger in doing it? There is none, right? If you're doing something more than you're doing right now, you're gonna feel better. You're gonna look better, and you're gonna feel better about yourself, right? That's the biggest thing. You know, put that work in, and you know, this thing about chronic disease, there's so many people out there who are suffering right now from chronic disease. And here in the veteran community, 1 in 4 people is suffering from diabetes. 1 in 4 veterans admitted to the VA system is currently suffering from diabetes. All of this stuff is preventable by simply exercising and making better choices about what we eat. Now, on the eating front, this is another thing. I hear from people all the time, I've got nothing around me but fast food. There's nothing for me good to eat at work. The work cafeteria is loaded with junk food. And this is the thing, guys, this is 2018. Number one, even if you go to a fast food restaurant, most of them have salads. If they don't, you can get a lettuce wrap burger. There, you reduce your sugar, reduce your carbohydrates, and you'll make that burger 30 times healthier for you, right? It might not be the healthiest thing in the world, but it's better than going in there and getting a combo meal. Nobody's twisting your arm to do that. You can make a healthier choice there, guys, and it's easy. And then, you know, beyond that, if you wanted to prepare a meal for yourself, it's pretty easy to learn how to cook. There's so many recipes out there on the internet, and they're not time intensive. In fact, if you get yourself a slow cooker, you could stick the ingredients in it before work really quickly. It takes about 5 minutes to do. You just put that thing on low and set it for 10 hours. And by the time you come home, you've got a perfectly cooked meal. Now, again, I hate to preach about this stuff, but I want you to know that it is possible for you. It is possible for all of you. And so if you guys want to check that article out, you can check it out at www.warriorsoul@goji.com under articles, fitness articles. And it's right there. Right. It's I'll get you the title right now. I got to pull up my computer screen here. It's called 5 Practical Fitness Tips for People with Busy, quote unquote, Real Lives. All right. So that's that, guys, really quick today. But I hope you're all doing well. And I will be back at you in a day or two with an awesome interview.